HoodHype.com.
All right, man. On the phone right now, man, we got a special guest coming down to the basement, man. Hailing from motherfucking Watts, California, man. Strange Music's new assignee, man. We got fucking J-Rock on the line.
Yes, sir.
What's good, homie?
What it do?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. Good to have you on, man. I know you kind of pressed for time, man, so we're going to try to keep it, keep it moving and keep it short, though, but we're glad we could get you on, man. So,
it's all love.
Yeah, man, let's talk about the Strange Music signing, man. For me, that was music to my ears. We love to keep it indie. And so to see you go that route coming from the Warner Brothers situation, man, was a beautiful thing, man. So what made you decide to go with Strange and kind of take that gamble and go the indie route?
I mean, basically, you know what I'm saying? I've been with Warner Brothers, you know what I'm saying, for like three going on 4 years, you feel me? And you know what I'm saying? The downsizer, but, I thank them for the opportunity. But, I had one of the hottest singles in the motherfucking country, you know what I'm saying? All my life, me, Lil Wayne, Will I Am, you know what I'm saying? And I felt, me and my team, we felt they didn't really have our back 100% on that record, you know what I'm saying? Drop the ball on it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, feel me, had the hottest record, but I still thank Warner Brothers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Naeem Ali, you know what I'm saying? For giving me the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? To do what I do, but that was just like, it was kind of like, downhill, man, when they let the record just get away like that. But you know what I'm saying? It's bigger and better things right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, Top Dog Entertainment and Strange Music, we just joined forces together, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tech N9ne and Travis,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? We trying to make this shit bigger, you know what I'm saying? Bigger, big, man, you know what I'm saying? Trying to keep it pushing, man, on this grind, man. The grind don't stop.
I feel that, man. Take me through that, though, man, because all my life, man, I stay on MTV Jams when I'm at the crib because it's one of the few spots where you can catch a lot of hip-hop, and that shit was in heavy rotation. All my life was always on. Now, how did that go, man, when you see your shit getting all this play, all this love, people digging the record, and, I kept waiting, like, okay, then the album got to be coming soon because it was getting that much run, and then nothing happened, man. So, what do you do when something like that's going on, man? Warner Brothers, what did you say to Warner Brothers, or what was that conversation like?
I mean, my team just went in and, you know what I'm saying? We got our walking papers, champ, you know what I'm saying? For those who want to know, I ain't get dropped, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get dropped from the label or nothing like that, we got our release papers, you feel me? We was, you know what I'm saying, asked to be released, so you know what I'm saying? Like what Jay-Z say, I don't get dropped, I drops the label, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, like I said, not really shit on you, you know what I'm saying, but Warner Brothers, they did give me an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, that most people did not have a chance to get, and I thank them for it, but like I said, man, it's just, they really want on our, you know what I'm saying, have our best interest in, you know what I'm saying, at the time for that record, man, you know what I'm saying, so,
No doubt, man. Now, let's move into the Strange Music situation. When you went out there, to check out Tech and see what they had going on, man. Was it a tough sell, or was it like after you saw their operation and how they doing things on the indie level, was it an easy decision for you?
I had a couple of other label offers. I had like 3 or 4 label offers, but none of the labels, major labels, couldn't promise me a 200 some day tour, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Okay.
They couldn't promise me a tour. Like, that's what I want to do, man. I love to be on the road and you know what I'm saying, communicating with my fans, you know what I'm saying? Because shout out to Game. I remember Game took me on a tour with him, the LAX tour, you know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful thing that people knew who I was and knew about me, you know what I'm saying? Going to different cities that I ain't never been before and just, you know what I'm saying, communicating with my fans, man, people that love my music, and that was a beautiful thing for me. So just, you know what I'm saying, seeing them offer me, you know what I'm saying, to tour like that, I said, man, I'd love to do that, you know what I'm saying? That's like Tech said, man, what's up, man? We ready to go right now. I mean, I already told the nigga, I said, nigga, my bags is already packed. What's happening? You know what I'm saying?
One of my biggest concerns, though, man, when I heard about it, I was like, man, I hope he realizes how hard these fuckers, like, really, really tour.
Oh, yeah, they be at it, man.
They're home probably 5 days a fucking year.
Me personally, gotta get it, man. You know what I'm saying? The grind don't stop, man. If you wanna be the best, man, you gotta go hard with it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's what I learned from, like, Wayne. That dude Wayne, man, he go hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first got Wayne on that record all my life, that's why I used to try to tell that he even, pushed me to drive even to go more harder, because this dude was in the studio. He did not sit down not one time. You feel me? I ain't see the dude sit down, man. He was just working, like, all work, no play, man. And for a dude that just to watch that, I was like, man, a lot of people, you got to grind. Like, even though you signed, man, you got to grind like you unsigned. You feel me? Yeah. You got to keep it pushing, man. And that's one thing I see with Tech9 too. Man, these dudes grinding like they still hungry, man. You know what I'm saying? They living for this shit, man. And that's why I got that same attitude, man. You feel me?
I feel
that. You know what I'm saying? It don't stop, man.
I feel that, man. Now, we had Tech out here, man, did a good interview with dude, man. And, you know, if you follow Tech, you know about the technicians, man. How you liking the white folks, man, on the tour, man? Because Tech bring them out, man.
It's all love, man. Shout out to the Juggalos and Juggalettes, man. It's all love, man. It's like I said, I was surprised that a lot of his fans knew who I was and knew my music, man. So, you know, I was like, wow, that's crazy. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, just going to a couple of shows and they knew who I was. Like, oh, what's up, Rock, man? They showed me love, like, man, welcome to the family, man. They like, it was just all love, man. And like I said, man, the music is what brought us together anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, man.
I feel that, man. That's good, man.
Yeah, because you're actually the type of music you're making is in a completely different lane than what we are used to hearing from, like, strange music.
Polarized.
That's why I kind of like the connection, though, man, because now they're touching more bases, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, it's only, you know, it can only get better, man.
So it's not like it's not necessarily that they signed you. They actually merged your guys as two companies, right? Like, you're with Top Dog Entertainment, and you guys actually merged with Strange Music, right?
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Okay. Man, oh, man.
So they have, like, from the video, the XXL video I saw, they have, like, a massive warehouse for merchandising and all that shit. Are you going to be able to take advantage of that, too?
Oh, yeah. Right now, you know what I'm saying, I got merch going on too, man. I got, you know what I'm saying, fans want to come get a shirt, bandanas, man, you know what I'm saying, and just come at the shows, you know. They got that set up for the fans to come, you know what I'm saying, purchase that. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. Like I said, they Strange Music, they got it going on, man. They got it going on, man.
No.
When I first been there, that shit blew my motherfucking mind, you know.
I feel that, man, because I saw your quote, man. You said basically, it feel good to sign with the number one indie label in the world. And, I mean, with Tech reaching out, man, and expanding, I think that's, you know, that could be definitely a true statement, man. So, y'all looking forward to kind of taking the majors and turning them on their ear and just, you know, fucking up the whole game? You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, taking the indie and just taking over.
Basically, I mean, you gotta look at it like this. You got niggas like Snoop came to Kansas City, want to do a tour with Snoop Dogg. I mean, Snoop want to do a tour with Tech. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas like Wayne in jail want to do a song with him and possibly do a tour with Tech9. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's crazy, man. This dude Tech, he been grinding for years. I mean, but if without the fans, none of this would be possible. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You feel me? And that's what a lot of artists got to realize, man. It's about the fans, man. You know what I'm saying? And I see how Tech really love his fans, dog. And that's why he's blessed and he's in the position he is today, man. You know?
No doubt, man.
So let's get to the business end real quick. I know we shouldn't even talk about it because we're more focused on the music. But really, I mean, do you have more potential to, like, make a lot more money in this situation than you would in a major label distribution?
I mean, of course, man. I mean, shit. I'm on tour right now. And you know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's where it's at, man. The touring, man. That's a lot of people don't really know in the business. People just think, oh, because they got a record out. You know what I'm saying? Amazing, and they getting paid. You know, you got to hit the road, man. That's where the money is at. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm quite sure. A lot of people know that. You know, but I mean, that's where it's at, man. Stand on that road, man. Stand on that road, man. And going hard, man.
Yeah.
That's where it's at, man.
I feel that, man. Well, let's talk about the TDE crew a little bit, man, because you got some other talented dudes on there, man. You know, Kendrick Lamar. I mean, shit, the whole Black Hippie group that y'all got going too, I'm digging that shit, man. Y'all, it's like,
hey man, that's the world ain't ready for that right there, man. Especially if y'all ain't got my boy Kendrick Lamar OD mixtape right now, make sure y'all cop that. It's on, y'all can purchase that on iTunes right now. He was like number 9, I think, or number 8 on iTunes, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so make sure y'all cop that up. If anybody ain't got that OD, man, look out for Al Soul long term. You know what I'm saying? He got another long turntable coming. Look out for my boy Schoolboy Q. He coming, man. Black Hippie, it's me, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and now Soul. I mean, them three talented young brothers, they keep getting me the fuel to go, man. Them dudes go hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Every last one of them, man. And like I said, we all hungry, man. We hungry on that mic, man. You can hear it when you hear songs, you feel me? So basically, Black Hippie, man, is just, you know, just good music, man, and hungriness.
I got some spitters too, man. I mean, that shit, y'all be getting down, man. And it's like,
but why Black Hippie?
I mean, what's crazy, my boy Absol, he really like came up with the concept. And I mean, we all just thought it was like, he was like Black Hippie, you know what I'm saying? You know, back in the days, you know, hippies, they just, you know, speak their mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, free world, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just, we just do what the fuck we want to do on the microphone,
and
you know what I'm saying?
And
who cares, you know what I'm saying? You like it or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, but, you know, we just doing what the fuck we want to do on that microphone, man. And we just, whatever's come to mind, that's what we go do on that motherfucker, you know?
Yeah. I feel that, man. I ain't mad at it, man. Now, let me ask you real quick about the deal that y'all got with Strange, man. Being that it's a TDE Strange venture, when Kendrick and them, when they come out with their full album, will they be on the same situation? Or are they still kind of...
That's what we shooting for, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, gonna get ready for my album to drop, you know what I'm saying? And then hopefully that's basically what we shooting for, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, it's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm kinda happy we kinda like came together, man. It's like we family now, you know what I'm saying? And we got a lot of talent, like not just on Top Dog, but actually on Strange too. You guys with boy Cut Calhoun, he's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That boy could spit, man. Big School, he spit that real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chris Calico, a genius, man. That nigga, he got vocals. He's a man. Man, I heard some of his. Make sure y'all get his new album, Shock Treatment. It's crazy, man. That boy, he's a real talented dude. These are all talented people, man. Like I said, I just know that just the music is what brought us all together, and I think that's what's going to happen, man.
No doubt, man. I can hear the excitement in your voice, man. And it's cool to see that XXL freshman class. It's almost like the NBA draft. You got niggas going to different situations. Someone getting signed by this team, someone doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm happy to see you get in, you know what I'm saying? And to me, I think you got into a real good situation, bro. So I'm happy for you.
Man, I appreciate it.
Good.
Appreciate it, man.
No doubt, man. Well, go ahead and get your info out to the people, man. Let them know where they can get up with TDE, with J-Rock, catch all your, you know, all your newest mixtapes and everything, man.
Okay, man, shit, man. Y'all can hit me up at jrock.com, www.jrock.com. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at jrock, J-A-Y-O-C-K. Hit me up on the Facebook. Man, you can check out the Strange Music website, topdogproductions.com. Just Google me, whatever you shit. I'm all over that motherfucker, man. Just holler at me. Straight up.
I feel
smoke
that, man.
Signals and
I
everything.
Know you follow them Lakers, too, man. What you? They looking at a repeat? Or, shit, this would be a three-peat, man. You think they going to pull it off?
Wait, what you say, bro?
I know you follow them Lakers tough. I'm saying, what they gonna do?
Man, come on. Y'all already know what's up, man. My boy Kobe, he going hard, man. He ain't stopping, man. That boy still hungry, man. Straight up, man.
Thank you, man. Tell these motherfuckers, all these Miami Heat fans, all these bandwagon niggas,
man. Trust and believe that. Just trust and believe that, man. They tried to throw us out the water. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, we champions, man. Straight up.
No doubt, man. Appreciate your time, man. Shoot. Keep grinding, man. Look forward to hearing, you know, the full album once it's on Strange. And good luck to you,
man,
bro.
Man, follow me home. It's coming, man. So everybody, for all my fans out there, it's coming for sure, man. Just keep your ears open. It's coming, man. Real classic album. I'm not to toot my own horn like that, but it's a real classic album. And I know the streets been fiending for it, man. But it's coming, though. So make sure y'all keep your ears open and make sure y'all pop that motherfucker when it drop.
Straight up. All right, my dude. Stay up, bro.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Peace.
Oops. Good shit.
That's J-Rock right there, man. Dude is humble as fuck, man.
That's good shit.
Love the dudes approach this shit. I think they're going to do good things with Strange Music, man.
It's going to be great. And every time we in the store, we cook that, what's that, that's great. Yeah, homie, this is what we do. 310 shit. 323, bitch.